The JoLynn Braley Show, Episode 7. Can't stop eating, but you want to lose weight? What is going on here? Hello and welcome. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT release coach, and this is the JoLynn Braley Show. Before we go any further, maybe as you've been listening to my show over these past few weeks, you've been wondering what exactly is FAT? Well, FAT are your fear-attracting thoughts, and an FAT mindset is a perfect match to an overweight body and overeating problems, which is exactly what we're talking about today. So join me on today's show as I go beyond the food to the real issue, your mindset. And remember that once you get a weight loss mindset, then that mindset will match up on the inside with the body that you want on the outside. What that will do for you is it will make living a healthy lifestyle easy and struggle-free. You see, the way that you eat and exercise, that's only 10% of the solution of getting the body of your dreams. Mindset is 90% of the game. All Olympic athletes know this. Skill is 10%. Mindset is 90%. You can have all of the skill in the world, or in this case, all of the healthy nutrition and exercise information in the world, but if you're not taking action with it and you're not being consistent with it, then what are the results that you get from all of that wonderful nutrition and exercise information? You can find out more about struggle-free permanent weight loss through a weight loss mindset by going to fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, now on today's show, the topic is you can't stop eating, but you want to lose weight. So what is going on here? Here's a couple questions for you. First of all, have you ever Googled, I can't stop eating? Do you truly want to lose weight, but you just can't stop stuffing yourself? You can't stop overeating. You can't stop eating food, putting food in your body when you are not even hungry physically. Do you ever wonder why it is that you can be so smart and so successful in your business life, yet you still have this annoying problem with your weight? Well, know this to start. You're not alone. Clearly, there are millions out there who are struggling with the same issues with their body, with overweight, and with overeating. But why is this? Why can't you just stop eating? And specifically, of course, I and no one who is looking out for your best interest is encouraging you to stop eating. This is really about the overeating. And so when you're telling yourself and you're telling other people and you're going on Google and you're typing in, I can't stop eating, what you really mean is you can't stop overeating. Well, there are several things that are going on when you just cannot stop eating and stop overeating, and 90% of that problem lies within your inner self. Sure, there could be 10% of the challenge being that you continue to pick foods that actually have chemicals in them that drive your desire to overeat. But if you had the 90% of the problem solved, which is in your inner self, then you wouldn't even choose those foods. So before we go any further and look at a couple of reasons why you can't stop eating, which you already know it's all within your inner self, and it is a mindset issue. I do want to just share with you that since everyone is an individual, the only way to truly know why you yourself cannot stop overeating is to work with a highly skilled mentor who already has a proven step-by-step system to lead you out of your compulsive overeating. And this is exactly what I do with my clients when I walk them through my proprietary step-by-step system, the Inner Self Diet. And in order to get to the root of why you cannot stop overeating, that does require two-way communication. And you can find out more about that by going to fearlessfatloss.com. Now, in the short amount of time that we have together here on today's show, I am going to cover the top reasons why you cannot stop eating, why you cannot stop overeating, to share with you an overview of what this all is all about. And the main reason, number one reason, is because you do have a root issue, a root cause within yourself, which lies within your inner self. And here's a fact. You see, the overweight and the overeating that you are living with, those are only symptoms of a bigger problem. And what that problem is, well, again, since you're an individual, you would need to work with a professional coach and mentor in order to move beyond it in the least amount of time possible. But rest assured that it is definitely an inner self issue, and that ties into your mindset. Now, here's one example of an inner root cause that could be driving your overeating, and that is the large overall blanket cause of low self-esteem. I'm sure you've heard of low self-esteem before, and that's a pretty big challenge, and that has many different levels to it also. But if you are living with low self-esteem, then you don't have the inner foundation to value yourself highly enough in order to take the time to live a healthy and fit lifestyle. You have habits of self-criticism, of beating yourself up, of berating yourself, possibly of being a perfectionist, and you may even have an inner critic that continues to beat you up. And all of these you have to understand, too, that all of these challenges, these are much bigger than can be covered in this very short amount of time that we have. But low self-esteem, or on the other hand, having high self-esteem, both of those issues, or, well, in the case of having high self-esteem, that's not an issue, that's a positive, those will definitely impact your mindset. And when you are living with an FAT mindset, that is a mindset founded in fear-attracting thoughts, then that is a mindset that is a perfect match to low self-esteem, and it's also a perfect match to compulsive overeating. It's a perfect match to making unhealthy choices for your body. It's a perfect match to having an overweight body. And all of those challenges, though, those all live on the inside of you. What's exciting about this is that there is absolutely no one and no thing out there on the outside that is keeping you overweight. And it is not the fault of the fast food manufacturers or the convenience stores or the restaurants or the cake mixes or Hostess, which actually Hostess has gone out of business now, but it's none of their fault, because if you had the weight loss mindset on the inside, which is 90% of getting the body of your dreams, then you wouldn't buy the fast food, you wouldn't buy the convenience food, you wouldn't feed yourself those items. Now, I do have to say, though, that doesn't mean that you would never eat anything like that. But instead of eating it most of the time and consistently like you do now, or perhaps you binge on foods like that, if you were to get a weight loss mindset, a true and solid core weight loss mindset, then you wouldn't even have the thought of buying and eating those foods. It would just not even be on your radar. Instead, you would easily and effortlessly gravitate towards the healthier options because it would just be who you are. So, as you can see, and as you're hearing me talk, you're overeating, and the reason that you tell yourself and you say to other people, you say, well, you know, I want to lose weight, but I just can't stop eating, 90% of this is a mindset problem. It's an inner self problem. And for most of the folks that I work with, this goes all the way back to childhood. And even now, as you travel all the way back in time to your very first memories that you can remember, and then come back up to the first memory that you have of any kind of negativity that has to do with your body, with food. Maybe it was about dieting. You may have had well-meaning adults in your life that maybe they told you you were fat and that you needed to go on a diet. I've had many clients who have memories like that. And now just notice, how old were you then? Also, let me share this with you too. You might not have been overweight back then. In fact, all of my challenges with food and weight, they began when I was only a small child, about 7 years old, and I was not an overweight child. But that is when I started having many negative thoughts about body, I actually thought I was fat. I remember sitting in the front seat of my parents' car. It was a summer day, and I had these little red shorts on, and when I looked down at my thighs, I thought I was fat. Because, of course, whenever you sit down and you look down at your thighs, it doesn't matter what size you are, your thighs will spread out. So that is where all of my challenges began, and I was not even an overweight child. So perhaps you weren't an overweight child either. But as it is, you've already discovered what age you were all the way back then. And now take your current age and paper, you can write this down on paper with a pen that you have there in front of you. And write down your current age and then put the age, the number of the age you were when you first started having any negative thoughts about food, about your weight, about body image. Maybe somebody told you something about counting calories or dieting, anything like that. And write that number down of how old you were, and now subtract the two. And what is the number you get? Whatever number you get, whether it's 20, 25, 30, 40, 48, whatever number you get there, that is how old this problem is that you're still living with today. And when you now see how big of a problem and how old this problem is, it must make a lot of sense to you why a diet has never been able to solve that problem. And actually, a diet is not supposed to solve that problem. The healthy diets and healthy exercise information that you can find in any public library, those are only meant to teach you how to eat and exercise for your body. They are not supposed to heal a problem that is this old that actually has to do with your inner self. And it is this problem on the inside, which is 90% of the reason that you cannot stop eating today, that you cannot stop overeating. And once that has been healed, then if you want to follow a healthy eating plan, if you want to have a regular exercise program, then it will not be a struggle for you to do that because you will have the mindset on the inside that matches the body you want on the outside. Once you have a weight loss mindset, you will finally make weight loss easy for yourself, which is very exciting. Why wouldn't you want to have that for yourself? Actually, because who wants to keep struggling, right? It's not very much fun, is it? So before we go any further, let's take a quick commercial break. And what I invite you to do is you can pick up a free bonus for yourself. It's my free 5-day e-course, which I invite you to grab now. It is free, and so grab it while it's still available. Depending on when you're listening to this audio, right now at the time that I'm making this, it is free. So you can do that at fearlessfatloss.com/show, S-H-O-W, dash bonus. And what that will help you do is it will help you discover what's really been holding you back from losing weight for good and also what you can do about it. I have a couple shout-outs to give this week also. These are people who have gone to thejolynbraleyshow.com and they have clicked like, the like button to like our Facebook page. And each week what I'm doing is giving shout-outs to all of the new likes on the page. And for you to get a shout-out, all you have to do is go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and click the like button for liking the whole page. Very easy, and it's a lot of fun because you'll get a shout out. Just like this week, I'm giving a shout out to Michael, Missy, and Irene. Thank you so much to each of you for liking the page, for being here on our Facebook page. And I also post updates of when the new podcasts come out. Unless, of course, you are already subscribed in iTunes, then you get these shows immediately as soon as they are published. Okay, now here are a couple questions of the day for you. And I would suggest that you write these down on paper with pen and then write your answers underneath. And when I work with my permanent weight loss coaching clients, they write all exercises pen on paper. If you do this on a keyboard, then what you do is you miss out on the connection that occurs between the hand, brain, and heart. Okay, so your first question to write down and then answer for yourself is, how many times per day do you say, I can't stop eating? How many times per day do you say, either out loud or to yourself, I just can't stop eating? Maybe you even also say, what's wrong with me? So how many times per day do you do that? Is it once a day, 10 times a day, however many times you say that to yourself? And then the next question, how often do you ask yourself, how can I be so smart and successful in my business life, yet still have this frustrating problem with my weight? How often do you ask yourself that question? How can I be so smart and successful in my business life, yet still have this frustrating problem with my weight? So why are you asking yourself these questions? To get clear on how often you are questioning yourself about this problem. If you're never asking yourself these questions, then do you even have a challenge with overeating? Do you even have a challenge with overweight? So these are questions to help you gain clarity on how big of a problem you're dealing with right now. And I definitely recommend that you do follow through with that. Of course, there is no accountability here. Like I said earlier in the show, if you really want to get to the bottom of your ongoing food and weight struggles and heal them once and for all so that you can get out from underneath them and get a weight loss mindset so that you'll finally make weight loss easy for yourself, and not only so that you can lose weight, but so that you can keep it off, then you definitely want to work with a mentor who knows what she's doing and can lead you through a step-by-step proven system so that you can finally end this lifelong challenge that you've been dealing with. Okay, so definitely one other reminder, be sure and go to thejolynbraleyshow.com and like our Facebook page. You'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. If you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. We'd really appreciate it. Now, next week's show is, what is a weight loss mindset? What exactly is a weight loss mindset? What's interesting is that there are many people who think that that's just positive thinking, but it goes far, far beyond that. If you want to have a true and solid weight loss mindset that will give you the outcome of struggle-free permanent weight loss. Thank you so much for being here on the show today. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and you've been listening to the JoLynnBraleyShow.com. Go to FearlessFatLoss.com to learn more about struggle-free permanent weight loss, and you can also grab your free 5-day e-course while you're there. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.